guess I'm kind of tethered to the pulpit this morning. For those of you that maybe opened your Bibles and read along this morning, this is the closing scene of the Gospel of John. And of course then it's the final conversation in that book of Peter and Jesus. I think it would be helpful if we go back to the beginning of the Gospel of John and look at the first conversation that those two had with one another back in John chapter 1. You might remember that Simon's brother Andrew had spent a little time with Jesus and was so excited that he wanted to go tell his brother that he had found the Messiah. And he then brings Simon to Jesus. And I really like the way the gospel describes what happened next. It says that Jesus looked at him. And I'm told that the Greek there, the word doesn't just mean a passing glance or the kind of eye contact we might make for a moment with someone that we're having a conversation with, but it means rather that he looked intently at Simon. That is, he looked, he gazed at him. He looked, we might even say, deeply at Simon. And then he said this. He said, "You are Simon, son of John, but you will be called the Rock." And I want us to think about this for a moment as a time of deep affirmation and calling, that he spoke something profound to Simon that day. He was able to, you know, it says in the next chapter in the Gospel of John that Jesus knew what was in all people. And he looked intently at Simon Peter and he saw something there. I really like the way that the little book that Therese read from to the kids this morning said it, that I see someone really solid here. I see someone who will have great strength, someone that is going to be sturdy enough that he will play a very important role in the beginning of my kingdom, my community that I'm making. He sees into Simon's heart and he says he's going to be called Peter, the Rock. And so, with those words, Simon followed Jesus. That's the way Jesus invited followers, invited disciples from the beginning. And of course, that's still the way that we're called. We're called to follow Jesus. A lot has been made recently about what seems like a superficial kind of Christianity that's taken hold in our place and time, where people want to worship Jesus but don't want to follow him. But the basis of this relationship is one of following. Well, then we look at another scene after Simon Peter has followed Jesus as his disciple for about 3 years. And think about what all he's observed, what he's seen Jesus do. And think about what he's heard Jesus teach. And yet, if the word rock were to be used to describe Simon and the other disciples, it might be something more like dumb as a rock, right? It seems like they're so slow to see what Jesus is trying to teach them. He's having to correct them all the time. But before I get too tough on Simon Peter, maybe I ought to stop and look at Rick's life. most of my life, I've thought of myself as a Christian. I've been trying to be Christian in all that I say and do, having my character formed, but I'm dumb as a rock because it doesn't sink in sometimes very deeply that it's about actually doing the stuff that Jesus taught us to do. So I take a lot of affirmation and also a lot of courage by listening to this story that we read this morning. So after these 3 years of following Jesus and seeing what he's doing and what he's saying, Jesus has told them time and again that he will suffer at the hands of the authorities of his time, that he will be crucified, and that he will rise to life again on the third day. And now, at this particular point, Jesus is telling the disciples again that he's about to go away from them, his impending death. He says, "Where I'm going, you can't follow me." And then Simon says, and he was very impulsive. He had a really deep heart, I think. He really believed that he loved Jesus enough to do whatever Jesus said. He says, I'll follow you wherever you go. I'm willing to die for you. And Jesus says, no. Will you give up your life for me? I assure you that before the rooster crows, before morning comes, you will have denied that you even know me 3 times. And we know how the story continued then. Jesus is arrested. Peter, I'll give him credit for this. One thing we don't recognize, Peter did at least follow from a distance. That's more than any of the other disciples apparently did. But he's confronted as he's standing around with some other people warming his hands at a fire. "Aren't you one of his disciples?" "I am not." A few minutes later, same question, same reply. "I'm not." Finally, a servant girl remembers seeing him and says, "Didn't I see you with him in the garden when they arrested him?" And Simon the Rock denies it again. And just then, a rooster crows. So then back to today's passage. Maybe it's best to think about these three incidents to get a picture of what's going on here. Back to today's passage, Jesus has already appeared to the disciples. You remember last week we talked about how he met with them while they were hiding out that first night, first Easter day. So Simon has already seen the risen Christ, apparently. And now he has met up with them again and actually shared breakfast with them. I wonder if Simon was able to make eye contact with Jesus yet during those times. It's kind of like, you know, like I remember one time I dented the family car when I was a teenager. I didn't want to look at my dad because I knew, and I don't think he knew yet. There's something about that, isn't there, when the relationship's not quite right, that it's really hard to make eye contact with somebody. And anybody that's ever raised kids, we learn to see this in our kids pretty quickly, don't we? When they're not able to look us in the eye, you can pretty well count there's something going on there, right? I wonder if Simon was able to look Jesus in the eye yet. Apparently, I think the story said that he couldn't. The little story that Therese read. I think he's still feeling like a huge failure. The last words, at least, that we have recorded of the two of them talking is when Jesus said, "No, you're going to deny me." I don't know whether they chit-chatted at breakfast or not. But apparently Jesus takes him aside. If we read on in that passage, apparently the two of them have walked on from where the other disciples were. And I think that kind of, he did this at Jesus' invitation, so I think the restoration, actually, the impetus for that actually came from Jesus, that he wanted to bring Simon back to restore him. And the little story again that Therese read, notice that he called him Simon. He did not call him Peter at that point. I think there's something significant about that. That he wants to give Simon the opportunity to live back into that name, to be restored to that name. It's as if Jesus is saying, I'm giving the opportunity to replace your previous denials now with an affirmation. And so he asks him three times, to match up the three times he denied Jesus, do you love me? Simon says yes, each of those three times. I think it's also significant to see that Jesus doesn't say, there, Simon, it's okay. We all know that you're not very competent and that you really couldn't help yourself. It's more like, we both know that you have fallen very short of your calling. But I'm offering you the opportunity to return to the life of a disciple in whom I have confidence. Because Jesus loves people who fail. He loves everybody, but I wonder if maybe he especially loves people who fail, because we need it. He wants to restore our relationship, to reinstate us, to redeem us. I came across a prayer. It was an old prayer book written back in the 50s by a French priest named Michel Croix. It's simply called Prayers. And I think this prayer especially maybe reflects what Jesus might have said to Simon that day. He said this, come, child, look up. There's that idea of eye contact. Look up. Isn't it mainly your vanity that's wounded? If you love me, you would grieve, but you would trust. Do you think there's a limit to God's love? Do you think that for a moment I stopped loving you? But you still rely on yourself, child. You must rely only on me. And then this. And maybe if you don't remember anything else I say this morning, remember these words, okay? Ask my pardon and get up quickly. You see, it's not falling that is the worst, but staying on the ground. It's not falling that's worst, it's staying on the ground. Get up quickly. It's not falling that's the worst, but staying on the ground. Then, I see the clock here. Maybe we should also know then that Jesus says, follow me, but he also gives him a task. It's not like Simon somehow asked to earn forgiveness or earn his way back into Jesus' favor. But he gives him a task, because if he says, feed my sheep, if Simon says, you know that I love you, Lord, and Jesus says, feed my sheep, he's saying that love is about what we do as much as how we feel, right? That if you love me, look at these people that I love. Look what I have done. Follow me in that. And I'm going to wrap it up real quickly here. If we look back at the previous instance when Simon, in that middle scene, had said, I'll follow you to the death, and Jesus knew him well enough to know that he wasn't going to be able to do that, said, you're going to deny me. This time, Jesus affirms that he's going to be successful. What does success look like, though? They're going to take you and tie you up and lead you someplace that you don't want to go. He's talking about how Simon's going to die. He's going to die on a cross too. So, strange as it sounds, he's also affirming that his love for Jesus and his love for these other people will lead him to a faithful ending. Most of us aren't going to die on a cross. Most of us aren't going to be executed. Most of us aren't going to lose our physical life here on earth because we follow Jesus, but there's always a cross. There's always has to be a death to that part of us that would be unloving, unfaithful, self-centered, so that we can rise with Jesus. Maybe we could think of this as the point at which Simon himself experienced the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Amen.